This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Cable X 405. Beautiful day out there. Going to be a really nice weekend. A little bit warmer, like 84, 85 on Saturday and Sunday. Go check out Jimmy Griffin and the Incurables and James Woburn, who was on yesterday with his lordship at the Evolution Fest. I'm sure you're going to be there on Saturday, aren't you, Mike Elam?
I will be in Northwest Arkansas celebrating my dad's 93rd birthday.
Happy birthday to the pastor.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. It's fantastic.
I'm hoping I have his genes.
Yeah.
We're going for the record. So 95 and 8 months is the Elam family record. So if he can get to 96, he wins.
The Glover record may not even be 80.
No way.
No, Glovers are pretty. They are perfect circles. They're so fat and mean, and they don't live long.
Oh, wow.
And then the Smiths are a sturdy stock. They're farm people. They live into their hundreds. And I got both.
Well,
I can go either way.
Get that side.
So we'll see.
My mom passed about 4 years ago. So I'm hoping I get dad's side, not mom's side.
Yeah.
But we'll see where it goes.
He's still good? He's still kicking?
Yeah. And still gets around on his own. And he lives at an assisted living place down in Springdale. But he really doesn't. It's there more for security than anything else. He doesn't have he doesn't use a walker or a cane. He still walks around and he's all good. Calls me. We have conversations every other day. We don't like Arkansas's chances against Notre Dame this weekend, but
it could be better than you think.
There's going to be an awful lot of people in Northwest Arkansas this weekend. Irish fans.
Phoebe has a couple of friends who went to Arkansas. That's nuts down there.
It's a great
school.
It is
blown up.
Yes. Well, so Walmart changed this policy, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe longer. And they said if you sell a product through Walmart, you have to have a rep that lives within 40 minutes of headquarters.
Wow.
And here they came, man. All of a sudden, Northwest Arkansas just exploded.
Interesting.
And real estate went crazy and schools got big. And
yeah.
It's funny because I grew up an hour away in a little town called Berryville next to Eureka Springs, which is gorgeous, by the way.
Eureka Springs.
Yeah. So you were 13 miles from my house at that point. But down there, Rogers was nothing. And then all of a sudden, Rogers has become this huge place.
Yeah.
To go from a place that was probably, I don't know, 6,000-7,000 when I was growing up, and now I bet it's 40.
Do you know my story about going down to visit with Walmart about Foxpaw?
No.
So the company that Scott Rutledge and I owned, Foxpaw, that fixed the phones, the kiosks, and the Schnucks.
You fixed my phone in the past.
Yeah. We went down to have a meeting with Walmart, and it was fascinating. And there's a big, giant lobby, and there are about, no exaggeration, 200 executives sweating their ass off on their laptop waiting to give a pitch.
Oh, wow.
And then if you picture a really nice prison, like for real, like two levels, like an indoor hotel.
Okay.
And there are these doors to these little rooms, and every room is exactly alike. And it's like an interrogation room. There's a table, two chairs on one side, two chairs on the other, no pictures. That's it.
No handcuffs in the middle?
Nothing.
Just to make sure you can't run?
So we went in, and me being me, meaning foolish, said to the Walmart guy we're meeting with, I know what's going on. And he goes, I'd love to hear it. And I said, I'll bet you anything that little old Foxpaw's in this room, right next door is Keebler, right next door is Firestone, and the message you're sending is, you're all alike. None of you are that big a deal. And he sat back in his chair and he goes, that's as close as anyone's ever came. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
Well, and if you're in Walmart, that's true.
Yeah.
You really aren't that different. I mean, we're selling your stuff throughout the entire chain. And did you ever read the Sam Walton story? his autobiography?
No, but Wheeler read it on a flight one time instead of Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Did you really? Well, it's much shorter.
We're making fun of him because he read the Art of War in an hour and a half. Yeah. So.
Oh. No, it was 2 hours.
You read Art of War in 2 hours?
Huh?
I thought that was like 600 pages.
No. He says that he did.
No.
Oh.
So no, he did.
I absolutely did. Well, I don't
remember. I just think it's adorable that he applies it in
I know
life.
That there's like, there are different versions of it. Some of them are longer than others. So I'm guessing I got, you know, the 200 pager.
You got the Cliff Notes version.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because still helping me in battle, nonetheless.
I think the Cliff Notes version is preferable to anything.
I would agree. Oh, anything. I love Cliff Notes version. That works out so much better. And it fits my ADD.
Yeah.
So I lose track about there. So have you ever done this Masterclass subscription?
Oh, I've thought about it many times. I've never done it.
So I did it. For $180, you get an annual subscription and you get access to everything that's there. So I was listening while I was driving down here. Sorry I wasn't listening to the show. But I'm in the middle of this Stanley McChrystal leadership one that he's going through. And it's really interesting. There's another one I just finished that is three CIA agents, former agents, who are all doing the same kind of thing. It's basically just podcast, where they do these masterclass leadership things on it. But it's really interesting as you go through how the lessons of war can be applied to everyday life and especially in business and how all these things play out. So it's an interesting circle.
What I think is so interesting is that what Sun Tzu knew thousands of years ago and what Lao Tsing, who wrote the I Ching, I think, thousands and thousands of years ago, we're learning the same lesson over and over again in 2025.
It's very true.
There's something, like, one of the things I would say to God or aliens or whoever created us is, boy, we really had a great ability to learn, but we just didn't use it very often. Like, if you're a smart 22-year-old, you can learn pretty much everything about life in a book.
You can.
But then it doesn't... We all, for some reason, need to step in the dog crap to know to avoid it next time.
It's just interesting.
I did anyway.
The same lessons are true thousands of years later. The only thing is we have different people coming on board every day. So you need to keep making this required reading for everybody for the lessons to stick. And we just stop paying attention to the lessons. People are still people. And those lessons, humans are humans, and they've been the same forever. So those trends are going to be the same trends. It's funny how we look back at things and we go, well, that's old, so that doesn't apply to us anymore. Yeah. It does.
Yeah,
People are still people, and they're still going to act the same
Wheels,
way.
The CIA guy we both watch on TikTok.
Yeah, which one? The long hair guy?
I love him.
The secret
and
spy.
And I love the guy with the glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyriakis or whatever his name is. But I heard both of them say a really interesting thing. The 95% rule. That the CIA has a theory that whether you're born in Yemen or Ohio or in Hong Kong or Greenland, 95% of humans are the same. And the same tricks and the same leverages will work against 95% of people.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I could see that completely working out that way. Chris Voss is another one who's on this masterclass, and he's great. He's the one who wrote the book, Never Split the Difference. And, you know, because a lot of times we try to find common ground. It's like, hey, let's split the difference. And he's like, never do that. It's the worst case scenario. But he was the nation's foremost hostage negotiator with the FBI. So whenever an American got taken somewhere overseas, they would bring him in and he would negotiate to get them released.
Okay, so building on that and taking it to modern day politics and your involvement in that.
And the hostage that we are today.
Yes. What is your theory on that? Like I have said as recently as today, and Wheels says this all the time, that we live in a country with 330 million humans.
Right.
Half of them are this. Half of them are that. I think it's incumbent upon any country, any governance to govern for all the people. I understand that not everyone can get their way, but how do you view that as a politician, as a thinker who's been through the mill, as far as serving your opponents?
Well, it's interesting. I was talking to a lady yesterday morning after Rotary, and I was talking about you in particular, Kevin.
No.
Well, because a lot of times on this show, we talk about things, when we talk about politics, a lot of times it comes back to, yes, but it should be like this. And I can't tell you how many times that you have said that.
Yeah.
And while I agree with you, and I said this to her, I said, yeah, there's the way that it should be, but there's the way that it is. And you have to recognize the way that it is before you can get it to the way that it should be. Because you have to understand what's making it the way it is to be able to affect the change to get it to the way that it should be. I would tell you in your example, we're not half and half. We're about 20% hardcore right, 20% hardcore left, and 60% trying to figure out where I fit in the middle. And I think every day that middle number gets bigger and bigger because the extremes drive people out of their parties. I was just talking to a guy yesterday about the whole RINO, you know, you're Republican in name only. So there are folks out there who say, I am the definitive, or my people are the definitive decider of, are you conservative enough to be a Republican? Well, who knighted you, right? And do you not realize the more that you narrow your party, the less likely you are to win elections?
Dude, just parenthetically, Andrew, I'm not sure if you were there. I think you were with me then, but we did an evening with 97.1. And Jamie was there and Dana was there and I was there. And we took questions and they said, and election was coming up. And they said, what do we need to do to win the election? And Jamie said something and Dana said something, got big applause. And I said, this may be oversimplifying, but I think we need to make the tent as big as we can so that we get the most votes. And I got booed. And that was the first time, Wheels, that was the beginning of the end for me in 97.1.
I could see
and
that.
And I was very shocked. I laughed. I laughed out loud, but I'm like, really? How is that controversial?
So what's interesting now, and this is the part of politics that drives me crazy, to be honest with you, especially how you view me and how I view me is very interesting, because you think I'm a far right guy, and I think I'm much more of a Ronald Reagan Republican, sort of in the middle, pragmatist type person, right? Because I know there's a big section of my party who says, if you don't agree with me 100%, I have no need for you whatsoever. And they would rather have a small core nucleus of hardcore 100%ers than a much bigger big tent party like you talk about. But when you talk to the party officials nationally would say, we got to make a big tent because we need as many people to vote for our candidates as we can for us to stay in power. But there's a group on both sides, left and right, who said, if you're not 100% with me, pox on you, go away, right? And I don't get that because you're driving people out of your party, which makes it harder for you to win elections. But we get down to this thing now where, like, Kehoe just signed the bill today to redraw the Missouri congressional maps, right? So now we should be a 7-1, 7 Republican to 1 Democrat congressional districts in the state of Missouri. What that means is if you're in a Republican district, you have even less needs for a Democrat. Because as long as you win the primary, you win. So I don't have to govern for everybody. I have to govern for these people. So you had all these people who showed up at the Capitol while they were going through the map discussion, and they're saying, listen to us. And the Republicans are going, why? You are never going to vote for me. All those people who were there protesting the 7-1 map are going to vote for the Democrat in the race. So the far majority Republicans there are going, okay, I could give you everything that you want, and you're still never going to vote for me. In other words, I have zero incentive to give you anything.
If candidates were to give, then you would get those votes. The problem is everything is a fight to the death. Everybody's an enemy. That's my enemy over there. And So
now you sound like Trump and Charlie Kirk.
This is kind of my point, right? We've escalated to the point where I can't do anything for you because then my people won't vote for me. Well,
that's really where we are.
Well, I know this is why I go back to those things as they should be, because people need to hear that it should not be the way that it is. Things should not be gerrymandered in Illinois and California so Republicans are shut out. And they should not be gerrymandered in Texas and Missouri so that Democrats are shut out. That is un-American. It is if you can't win the game, the answer is not rig the game. We would never accept that in football.
We would never
accept that in baseball.
No.
But we'll accept it when it comes to politics, which is insane.
And people wouldn't accept it in their normal everyday
lives.
It's
just insane.
There's not a husband out there in America who thinks he can get everything he wants every day.
No.
Not one.
No.
Everyone knows it's give and take.
We know we're wrong. That's just a given. I've been married for 34 years. I know to start with, I'm sorry. I have no idea what I did wrong, but I'm going to start with, I'm sorry, because if I don't start another way, I'm going to lose anyway. But the crazy part about what you just said is the majority is in the middle. But rather than the majority come together and affect the change that, Kevin, you want, rather than majority coming together and do that, they get apathetic and they check out of the entire conversation. And the more you check out of the conversation, the more you ensure the thing you hate the most is going to continue to happen.
That's true, but we still shouldn't excuse people from being bullies.
Didn't say you should excuse.
That's what it is.
I'm just saying.
And we should all call it for what it is, because that's what it is. It's I want my way, and I don't care if I step on your neck. That's how politics are right now.
All right, got to end it there. That's Mike Elam.
Thanks,
he's running
guys.
For St. Charles Executive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up after the bottom of the hour break, we're going to have everyone's favorite guests, Brad Young and Ricky Horton. Wheels, as you know, your Rush Hour show is my favorite show, and I get giggly like a little girl when you guys mention the DGS. Every time.
We have good baseball content on DGS,
do.
You know, between
yeah,
Bernie
I'm
and Ricky, and yesterday we had Mo. I mean, of course it's going to come up because we're hitting the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Yeah, you should be.
A little preview of Rush Hour tonight?
Yeah, so we're obviously going to be talking about Sonny Gray, who pitched last night, and, I mean, he's made some noise the last couple of weeks about the possibility of, you know, moving on. That he's got a no-trade clause, but that he may be willing to waive it. He didn't say it like word for word, but he's really strongly hinting at it. Arenado kind of did.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into the Sonny Gray part of it. We're going to talk about Jordan Walker, man.
Yeah, we do need to.
It's a real problem.
Yes.
Like a real problem. It's getting worse every single week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.